KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. Good day and welcome to another edition of Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock, and joining me in the studio today is
Brandy Toft
and
Diane Thompson.
Diane, tell me what you do for the tribe.
I work under a 128 Brownsville grant.
And Brandy?
I work with the air quality program and green team.
Excellent. So what are we going to talk about today, ladies?
Well, today we're here to promote Earth Day. And it's an annual event nationwide. But Leech Lake, for 6 years in a row now, has had an annual event, April 22nd, usually, 3 to 6 p.m. And this year we're changing venues. We're going to be at the Boys and Girls Club this year. We chose, for a couple different reasons, but we chose to go to the Boys and Girls to try to get more youth to attend and reinvigorate into the community. So we're okay. Looking forward to it.
So what is the purpose of Earth Day? Why do we have an Earth Day?
Everybody's definition of Earth Day can be different, but it's really just about taking a look at what you're doing in the world and how you're interacting with the world and what you can do better. Okay. You know, we can always improve on something. So how can we make a change for Earth Day, or how can we learn something new? It's not always about making the change, but even just learning new information about what's even happened here at Leech Lake. And that's what our event is all about. It's about having these booths and tables and interactions and mini little workshops to share with community members on Leech Lake about what we do, why we do it, and what they can do to also help.
Okay, so that's like reduce, reuse, recycle type of deal? Composting, gardening,
it
organics?
It can be all of that Cool. And more. Diane's talking about the Brownsville program.
Tell us about that, Diane.
Well, what we do in our Brownsville program, we clean up hazardous waste sites mm-hmm. regards to lead paint, asbestos, to overseeing the Enbridge, to make sure they're cleaning up their spills with our standards, our Hazardous Substance Control
okay.
Act standards. We got our own cleanup standards for Leech Lake Reservation.
It's taking things like that. It's getting that information out to the public so they know. So they know when they see a sighting of something, they can report it to us and we can go, oh, we'll look into that more.
Okay, it's like the open dumps too.
Oh,
like
okay.
With, you know, if there's hazards, bad hazards out there with like the car batteries or oils from the car spilling or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, they can report that too.
Well, they have recycling places for those, don't they?
Oh, yeah, but those places are pretty dirty themselves.
Yeah, I can imagine. Do we have a whole team that goes out and takes care of this, or are you a team of one?
I have a coworker, Jason Hogison. He is okay. my tech person. He does a lot of the out in the field where he goes with our contractors to do, you know, look at sites and samples and, you know.
Okay.
And I'm pretty much the desk requesting the funding and all that stuff for our program.
Okay. Okay, so you administrate.
Yep.
The program pretty much oversee. All right.
I bossed Jason around.
Well, there you go. It's always nice to have somebody to push around. Anyway.
Well, this year we have a theme of local foods, and mm-hmm. it was brought about by a real push with the Green Team and some other community action going on at Leech Lake that is trying to get food sovereignty and food sustainability along with resilience built back into the reservation. What if Walmart disappeared? It's that kind of concept. How would we get our food? And there's so many local people that provide that food source. And how maybe there'll be a demonstration on how to can meat. There's where we're going to put community gardens. Why Diane cleaning up the soils is good for our food sources. Why cleaning up burn barrels is good for your air quality in your garden. Hunting and gathering. Work in our wetlands person will be going and showing us different foods that you can gather in wetlands and why those are important to keep them viable and environmentally healthy. So there'll be all those aspects. And we have different environmental departments going, you know, the whole environmental department will be there, but then also different DRM departments will be there, like botany, wildfires, and then the health division will have a couple of people there and the green team will be there.
Okay, so when you're saying local foods, are we talking about like the fish and the deer and the wild rice and even those fiddlehead ferns that we discussed a while back?
Definitely. Okay. Love the fiddlehead ferns with a little butter.
Mm. All right.
But it's all that, but it's also your local producers. Okay. You know, the people who make the honey, the people who have excess tomatoes and zucchinis, and who doesn't have excess zucchini? So it's all those farmers that are out there, even the grandma and grandpa community garden people. that are doing this, that have the excess food that they can share with the community.
Maple sugar?
Maple sugaring, awesome. Wild rice, awesome. All those things that are, they're good for our diets. They're for here. They're for us. And so we can incorporate that more into our diets.
So is the green team going to be out there too to like talk to you about composting and that type of thing?
We will. We'll be out there talking about composting and community gardening are our two focuses this time.
Okay. Yep. Awesome.
There might be even a sighting by Smokey the Bear.
Wow.
Yep. So kids, like Smokey could be there.
Are we going to have the rain barrels there again this year? No rain barrels?
Well, okay, what was the deal with the rain barrels? I just cracked up laughing listening to that.
There was a demonstration last year. Someone did a rain barrel, and I just haven't heard anything about that this year, but that's what she was referring to.
I was just thinking of a dunk tank, you know, somebody falling in and psh, anyway.
No, well, it's collecting. It's a barrel that they collect the rain in, and okay. then they use that for watering, you know.
I've heard if you wash like your that. Hair in rainwater, mm-hmm. it makes it nice and soft.
All the minerals and everything in it. Well,
mine's helpless, so. But anyway.
Or acid rain, you know.
One of those. Dioxin rain. Falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
Lose all your hair that way. Yeah. Anyway.
I do want to highlight one thing, though.
Okay.
This year, we'll have a new booth where if you bring in, like, your Walmart or Target grocery bags, mm-hmm. you bring in a bag full of those, we'll exchange that bag for a reusable shopping bag. So you can take that to the grocery store or to Target, Walmart, instead of taking all those bags home with you, and you just keep reusing that bag.
Okay, now define a bag full, because I probably have like 400 of those bags at home.
Well,
could I get like an entire shopping crew there?
No, we're asking people, you know, bring in a bag full, like a Walmart bag, mm-hmm. you know, stuffed with bags. We'll recycle those, okay. and in turn, you can get a bag to take back home with you and get you started in recycling.
Yep, do your part.
Do your part.
Excellent.
In the past, we had an average of 180 participants.
Okay.
With odd years and stuff like that. So hopefully this year will be even bigger since it'll be downtown Cass Lake at the Boys and Girls Club on April 22nd.
Enter in door number 5.
Enter door number 5 on the north side in the small parking lot. It's okay. the only way you're going to be able to get in there to come and see the booths and talk with staff or
okay. So if you have
bring
any,
your bags,
bring your bags. All right. So if you have any questions or any type of thing like that, we can just come on in there and they'll answer all of our stuff and make us earth friendly. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Sure.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. I think I'm going to check this out.
Awesome. Well, we'd love to have you there. See you on the 22nd.
Okay. Earth Day, 22nd of April, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club at the old high school. Ladies, I want to thank you for coming in and sharing this with us. And we'll definitely get this out on the air so everybody knows.
Thanks, Marie.
All right.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.